unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect Dharma is rarely met with, even in 100,000 million kalpas. Having it to see and listen to remember and accept, I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words.
Good morning. So I want to talk, I started to say talk about, but it's really I want to talk from, and I hope to have more of a discussion than a talk, really, what you see. This poem is quite famous. It's either the first or second most famous of William Carlos Williams' poems. There's another one about plums. Mm-hmm. This is just to say, I don't know, that might be the title of it, I don't know. At any rate, this one is the wheelbarrow. And before I read it, I want to say years ago, when Carol Truett was still a coming in person and was a relatively high functioning on old meds, schizophrenic, and now finally, after much travail, she's functioning pretty well again, but she's living in an institution. At any rate, there was a class, and I think that the question I posed at the end or something was, what's your understanding of emptiness? Something like that. And she had forgotten that there was an assignment. And it was like one of those class endings. It was sort of a, you know, skip night, you name it. And so I said, well, what is it now? And she said, so much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rain beside the white chickens. And, you know, you could say, she's psychotic. What does that have to do with it? But when you stop and think, I have no idea what it meant to her. Now, I love the poem. I don't really care. But it just seemed like, you know, as soon as you hear that, upon a red wheelbarrow, you just see it. It occupies your mind and your mind's eye. It's just boom, there. And there's a way that, you know, emptiness is not a thing, so it's not the wheelbarrow, but that process where you drop off body and mind and there's just the wheelbarrow. A red one, wet red one. That's why we have a red wheelbarrow. It's smaller than I would have liked, but that's the size you get in red at Home Depot. Anyway, so much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rain water beside the white chickens. And, it matters a lot in poetry how it's laid out. So I don't know if you can see this tonight. But it's like so much depends upon a red wheelbarrow. And it goes, you know, just the last word of each line is down below. There's no punctuation and there's no capitalization, not even the first word. And as I'm sure that you know, poets, when they do that, they do it on purpose. I think just to say starts with a capital J, if I remember right. So much depends. And I understand that, I think, intuitively, or at least I have a feel for it, you know. But what is it? What depends? What matters? So much depends. And I glanced, I was looking it up to make sure I had the words right. And I noticed there was some commentary about a class that had studied this, there's a workshop or something, and they had talked about that so much depends, and some of the suggestions were about, you know, working the farm or the garden or carrying chicken feed or manure or whatever. And okay, but, and I think it's about something much deeper than that, I think. What depends? Everything depends. Being able to see it matters. Being able to the word that's coming is enjoy, but I don't like enjoy. So you come up with a different word if you can, please. But to
appreciate
maybe. And I wanted to talk too about intimacy, but I don't want to go there quite yet. So it does about it. So much depends upon being able to, God, the words, I don't like them, be present with, you know, because it is, and now as you say, oh, don't say be present, they say presenting. But so much depends upon being able to allow the images of your everyday life to permeate you. So much depends on being able to see them fresh. I mean, when you red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater, boom, that red wheelbarrow was there. You know, and when you go to spread compost and you're schlepping the red wheelbarrow full of compost somewhere or filling it up from what seems like a vast pile out on the corner, are you the red wheelbarrow? Can you include the red wheelbarrow in who you are right then? Is the red wheelbarrow who you are right then? So I guess I keep running, avoiding the word intimacy, but are you intimate with it? Is it your world right then? Or are you somewhere else? One of the things I noticed that he says, beside the white chickens, you know, he doesn't say some white chickens. These are the white chickens. They're probably his white chickens. Or he might have made them up, I don't know. But, you know, he was kind of a country doctor. He probably did have chickens, or might very well have had chickens. Or his neighbor did. But that, when you say the white chickens, you know, those are your chickens. You know, I don't say a dog, I say the dog. And I mean Rosie when I say the dog. And you know that I mean Rosie. And I like Zach's dog's name, Louie. So much depends on Dogen's, you know, dropping off body and mind. So much depends on seeing, being the wheelbarrow. That's our practice. I think there is something about, you know, appreciating, enjoying, being intimate with, using the useful. Being available for the work that a red wheelbarrow does. A red wheelbarrow doesn't just only sit there as a shiny red object glazed with rain, water, rainwater. It works. You know, it functions and how do you use it. So much depends on how you use it, how you use the objects of your daily life. And he does that last word of the I guess you'd call it a line, that it drops down. Because you could say a red wheelbarrow glazed with rain. You don't even need to say water. But he does, glazed with rain, water. So those words are upon, barrel, water, and chickens. But I just looked at that line, glazed with rainwater. I read it a minute ago, and I almost left out the water. And there was a little pause, and then I said water. And it felt like I was, you know, we were up here, glazed with rain, water. You know, oh, it's real. And practical, and for him, and what, Connecticut, I think? No, that's Stevens. Anyway, but he was somewhere in the Northeast. For him, water would be a very common thing. I'd love to see it glazed with rainwater myself, but that's a different thing. You know, speaking of Carlos Williams and Wallace Stevens, Williams wanted to make poetry, and did make poetry, that was very common, down to earth, if you will, though not really down to earth. And he really didn't like Wallace Stevens' poetry. He said it was too gorgeous. And I like both of them. And it's true that Wallace Stevens' poetry is gorgeous. And this is not gorgeous. There are lots of wonderful words to describe it, but gorgeous, I think, is not among them. And they both are useful to our practice. That we don't have to. They can argue. I don't know what Wallace Stevens thought about that. And I don't know if, I think they were sort of contemporaries, but maybe not exactly. I don't know. I didn't. One could look it up, but I didn't. So much depends. Is it a matter of life and death? Is it? Sometimes it feels like that to me, but I don't know. You don't have to live an examined life. You don't have to live a life of meditation. I just don't know any other way. So, what depends, I ask you?
Are you looking for an answer?
I am looking for an answer. Well, I'm looking for answers, and they don't have to be definitive.
I guess the word that pops in my mind is everything. I mean, when you read that, it's just like, it takes you out of your thinking mind and just, like you said, it's like pop.
Yeah.
There I am. And there's this red wheelbarrow and et cetera. And that's really a good thing to do periodically, is sort of just get out of your thinking mind and get to real reality once in a while.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I think that what strikes me is kind of what it doesn't say, which is it doesn't say farming depends on, and it doesn't say my crops depend on or my animals depend on. So which would be the thing you would normally attach to those items. So it feels like to me that it deliberately stretches the dependence to a lot more, and not negating his farm, but so much, like so much more, maybe everything depends on. And also to kind of echo what Zach was saying, that image of the red wheelbarrow covered with rainwater is so kind of inexplicably engrossing. I don't know why it is, but it is, that it seems to occupy everything for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then he seems to recognize that that moment can't last forever, so we talk about chickens.
I love the way you said that. To me, the person seeing the red wheelbarrow and a red wheelbarrow arise at the moment. And it's amazing that he says a red wheelbarrow as if it's no longer, it probably is the red wheelbarrow to him. He probably owned it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's really seeing it, so it's a red wheelbarrow.
It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's a wheelbarrow and the chickens.
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe he goes back to the relative world because he can't stay with a red wheelbarrow, and he sees the chickens.
Next. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, I love shiny red objects. That's why I have the car that I have. Well, I have a color car that I have. So I don't know that, there's something for many of us, if not all of us, about shiny red objects are compelling.
The wagon I had as a kid.
Yeah, that's right. What is it? Something flyer.
Radio flyer.
Radio
yeah.
flyer.
Yeah. You know, I write a lot of reports, and if I want something to stand out, I put it in red.
Yeah.
And I've tried other colors. And it doesn't work. I mean, red just pops.
Yeah, it's like, hey! I thought about that sign on the door. It says, one of you, when you were suggesting signs, said, please read this. And so I put that, and I thought about making it red because it would pop more. But I felt like maybe it would be like sort of pounding on somebody.
Yes.
Hey, you, read this.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you come in here. No. Well, I don't know what more to say about it. I mean, I'd probably go on forever, but I think we really, it feels to me like we all have a similar feeling about it. I mean, you can talk about it but it was that the popping experience that matters.
Right. Oh, I do have something to say, which is that when we had our house blessing ceremony, which Jerry Oliva and Mary did, this was before I was really a formal student of Mary's, so she assisted more than did the ceremony, and Jerry Oliva did it.
Yeah, I think I was just
there. You rang the bells.
Oh, did I? Okay.
Yeah. But we asked everybody to say something, either before or after the ceremony, and what you said was, so much depends. And you
read
that. Yeah, you read that or said it from memory. And it was somehow perfect to, wow, our new house. And what is this experience?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah. I love that.
Did Carol get an A in the class?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that she remembers, but she did know that when I talk about it, I virtually always include Carol. And I do talk about it every so often. So,
you know, I'm not a poetry fan, although I like music, lyrics. That's sort of my poetry, I guess. But that's awesome. I'm going to print it up and put it somewhere.
Okay. If you Google "so much depends," it will show up. And if you Google "this is just to say," the one about the plums will pop up, because you might like that one also.
Yeah, I think I remember you talking about the plums.
I may very well have.
Who may?
No, these are so cold and so sweet.
Ah, okay.
These are Santa Rosa plums. I don't know what kind of plums. And he says they're in the icebox. And I realized growing up, we called the refrigerator an icebox. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a time of transition when we didn't have an icebox. I knew somebody did, but we didn't. My grandmother's tenant had about this sort of bachelor studio apartment, and out in front there was an icebox, and a guy would come with a big block of ice. Yeah. I don't know, once a week or something.
It was like
put it in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll read it once more, and then we can close. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow glazed with rainwater beside the white chickens.
Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible.